Fifth Perek of Tyrus, fifth Mishnah, Shnei Shvilim, another Mishnah of two paths, Echad Tomei v'Echad Tohar. One has Tumah underneath it, and one is Tohar. V'holach v'Echad Mehem v'Osa Tyrus. He went in one of them and made Tahirus, so he has his Tyrus fruit. V'Chaveiru v'Holach v'Shein v'Osa Tyrus. And his friend went and the second one. So each one has his own Safik. And each one, if you look at him as an independent Safik, it's a Safik Tumah v'Shein Sarabim. Rabbi Yehuda Oimer, Nishalu Zebif Ne'atzma Zebif Natmi Torim. If they asked the question independently, each one has his independent suffix in the Torah. Vim Nishalu Shneim Ke'echot Tameim. They both came together at the same time to Bezin and their Tameim. And Rabbi Yossi disagrees. He says, Benkach or Benkach Tameim. Whether they asked independently or together, they're Tameim. And the Gemara says the machlekes is not so simple. In a case when each one came independently, everybody agrees that each one is tar. In the case that both of them came to Bezdin and they asked the question simultaneously, everybody agrees that both of them are tamei. Machlekes between Rabbi Yehuda and Rabbi Yossi is when one came and he asked for his shayla and then he asked for the other one's shayla. In that case, since he asked for one after the other, but it was the same person asking it for. Do we look at it as one question, in which case Bezin cannot issue a psak that both Tahar and both Tamei, which is Rabbi Yossi's opinion, and Rabbi Yehuda holds that since he asked one after the other, then it's considered two independent shaylas, and each one is Tahar.